Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping and reflecting upon God's Word. We hear one of the readings that's appointed for this day, and we pray that the Spirit would work in our life to speak to us, that we may hear God at work in our life as we seek to grow daily and to walk ever so strongly with Jesus daily. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from John's vision that he has on the island of Patmos that's recorded in the book of Revelation. The first chapter, John writes this: Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look! He is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord. Today is the last day in the quote, liturgical year. The church year begins in Advent, and it finishes on this Sunday, which is called Christ the King, or sometimes it's called the Reign of Christ Sunday. Reign is R-E-I-G-N, the ruling of Christ, that it lifts up Jesus as King forever and ever. Our text from Revelation sets this up, that he is the one who is, who was, and is to come. The phrase that I always get intrigued with this is Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I think these words are really powerful, for they remind us that Jesus always is. He was there in the beginning and will be there in the end. He is, he was, and he is to come. The first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega. I pray that this gives us a sense of hope, because what it teaches us is that God is with us always. In our world filled with trying times, in a world that's unpredictable, in our lives that have ups and downs, there are times in which we feel that God has abandoned us. We feel that God is absent. This passage has a promise that Jesus says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He is the one who is, who was, and who is to come. That there's nothing that will cause Jesus to not be with us. On the worst day, in the deepest depression, Jesus is there. On the most fabulous day, on the greatest day that we can ever imagine, Jesus is there. And everything in between, Jesus is there. Because he always has been, and always will be. And I pray that that would help you to find comfort. That the reality is you are never alone. God is with you always. Jesus walks with you. I think of the words of the 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Think about that. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even in the face of things that we're afraid of, in the face of a circumstance in which we wish to not find ourselves, we're comforted because Jesus is there and walks with us. His rod and his staff comfort us, for he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is with us always. I think about how I end these snippets. And I use a benediction that I think originates out of Ireland, Scotland. And hear these words. And I like this benediction because it reminds us of what this text teaches us. It says, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Think about what that proclaims. When you hear this benediction, it tells us that God is with us. That Christ, he what? He goes on our way with us. He goes before us to show us the way. That there's no place that he hasn't been. Wherever life leads us, God is there. He goes ahead of us to show us the way. He goes behind us to encourage us. He's there encouraging us on. And to remember that whatever was, whatever that we traveled through, we go through those valleys of the shadow of death. Whatever has come upon us, no matter how tragic, no matter how destructive we think it was, God was there. We may not understand how or in what way, but the promise is he goes behind us to encourage us. He's there in everything that has happened, and he never has left us alone. He goes beside us to befriend us. He's that ultimate friend who is with us by our side always, to know we are not in this alone. Whatever comes, Christ is with us. He's above us to watch over us. And that sense of above to, in some ways, I think of protection, right? He's above us to watch over us, to protect us, lead us, guide us. And not only that, but he's within us so that we may have the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. This passage about Jesus as the first and the last, the notion of this, the ruling of Christ Sunday, Christ as King, what it reminds us is that Christ rules over all things and walks with us into his kingdom. And how do we see and experience that Christ is there? He's the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the one who is, who was, and is to come. May you know that Christ is with you always. because he rules and reigns forever, where he is always there, beginning and end, Alpha, Omega. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, Ancient of Days, you always are the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. For you always are, you always were, and you always will be. In a world of chaos and disruption, we know that you are always there, that no matter what happens, you are the one watching over us, protecting us, leading us, guiding us. May you reign forever and help us to walk into your ways day in and day out. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now hear this benediction that reminds us that God is with us always and surrounds us at all times. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.